from Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Ann Ball. Palestinian protests. Israeli police fired tear gas on Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinians across the West Bank and Gaza Strip burned tires and threw stones at Israeli troops to protest the new U.S. policy on Jerusalem. Soldiers responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Palestinian factions declared a day of rage, while the Islamic militant group Hamas in Gaza went a step further, calling for a new uprising to begin after Friday prayers. The Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as the capital of a future state because it is home to a religious and national symbol, the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the third holiest place in Islam. The site is the focal point of the conflict because for Israel it is the Temple Mount, the holiest place in Judaism. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Saudi Arabia Friday to curb its military intervention in Yemen, a country in the throes of humanitarian crisis triggered by a two-year civil war. "We would encourage them to be a bit more measured and a bit more thoughtful," Tillerson said. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports an outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus in Uganda. It's under control now, weeks after it was first detected. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The first case of this deadly disease in Uganda was confirmed on October 17th. World Health Organization spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says her agency immediately got to work as soon as it was notified.
Within 24 hours of being informed by the Ugandan health authorities in early October, WHO deployed a rapid response team to the remote mountainous area.
Marburg is a highly fatal disease caused by a virus from the same family as that of Ebola. WHO reports three people died over the course of the outbreak, which affected two districts in eastern Uganda near the Kenyan border. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This was the fifth outbreak of Marburg virus in the past decade. The United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions are not ripe for the safe return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar, the country they recently fled to escape violence and persecution. The UN says some 645,000 Rohingya refugees have fled to Bangladesh. 2 weeks ago, Myanmar and Bangladesh signed an agreement on the voluntary reparation of Rohingya refugees. UN Refugee Agency says it is prepared to discuss arrangements for the free, safe, voluntary and dignified return of the refugees. But a spokesman says it is premature to repatriate the refugees. Chinese citizens in Pakistan have been warned to keep a low profile. China says it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted the unusual alert on its website. An estimated 20,000 Chinese are in Pakistan working on some 300 projects. Beijing is investing more than $60 billion on massive infrastructure and energy projects in Pakistan. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she welcomes the prospect. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
From VOA.